Acres Co-op Market, which is the name for the proposed Hudson Co-op food market, will be having a meeting tomorrow night at the Parish Hall at Christ Church Episcopal on 431 Union Street with an update on progress. And the special guest speaker is Nate Horowitz, who's the membership director of the Albany Honest Weight Co-op, who is here with us on the telephone today. Hello, Nate.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Sure.
So you're going to give some tips on increasing membership for the food co-op?
Well, I've been asked to talk about membership, and I was going to be talking about the importance of membership equity, and also I thought I would talk a little bit about how the membership and the member work program work here at Honest Weight.
And Honest Weight has been in business for quite some years now, I think, right?
Yes. We've been in business for about 35 years now. We opened a storefront in 77, but we actually were a buying club for a little over a year before that happened.
And when you say membership equity, the implication is that people invest a certain amount of money as members, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. Usually with co-ops, people will purchase shares in the co-op, and those shares count as the co-op's equity, and it's those funds that the co-op uses, you know, to stay afloat often in the early years, but also they can be used, you know, for building projects, like if the co-op wants to, you know, open up a storefront or, you know, raise funds for other projects.
And how many members does a co-op need in order to be viable?
You know, that's a good question. It really depends. You know, there are co-ops that are viable with very small memberships. You know, I think there are co-ops that have lasted for a long time with just a dozen members, and then there are co-ops with, you know, tens of thousands of members. For instance, you know, SEFQ, which is a credit union that we have here in the capital region, they have just thousands of members. And honestly, they could not function. You know, they're not a food store, but an organization like that really could not function, could not offer the kinds of services that they are offering with just a small group. But also in the capital region, there's a co-op that I know of that is a food co-op, but they're not a storefront like we are. They're a buying club, and their members, they're out of the church, and they get together once a month, and they put in an order, and they've been going like this for quite a while, and I don't think that they have very many members, you know, maybe a couple dozen, and that's about it. So really, you know, the number of members you need really depends on what you're trying to do. So, like, for a storefront co-op, you'd need, you know, more than a couple dozen. But it's hard for me to say, even with a small storefront, like, what exactly the minimum is. That would probably need to be worked out in a business plan of some sort.
Now, of course, you've been in the business all these years, so I suppose you have quite a number of members. Do you know approximately how many members belong to the Honest Weight?
We have about 7,000 members.
7,000?
A little under that, actually. We should be hitting 7,000 fairly soon.
And hi, Nate, it's Anne here, the co-host. And what exactly do people get for their membership?
Well, you know, at Honest Weight, anyone who's a shareholder at the co-op gets a small discount, and they get a 2% discount. But then if they work in the store, they can achieve larger discounts, the largest discount being 24%. So, yeah, and, you know, a discount of that size can really save you a lot of money, you know, over time. And then, of course, they get to vote on, you know, co-op issues, you know, what we're doing, what kind of products we're going to carry. I don't mean to discount that, but usually when people ask me what they get, usually they're asking about the discount.
Right. And what sort of a range of foods do you offer?
Well, we think of ourselves as a full-service natural food grocery store. So, you know, we sell, you know, pretty much much everything. We have pet foods, we have cleaning products, we have, packaged groceries, we have meat and dairy. What we carry is a little different than a typical grocery store. For instance, all the meat we have is locally raised, and it's, at this point, at least it's 100% traceable. So, recently there was a very large recall of ground turkeys, the largest recall in U.S. food history. And that ground turkey comes from so many different sources that people really have no idea where it comes from when they're getting it. But the meat that we sell at On Plate, we know, 100% where it comes from. We can tell you exactly what farm it's from. So it's, the stuff that we sell, it's sort of the same, it's ground turkey, but it's different. It's like we believe in our product a little bit more. And I think that's often what you'll find at co-ops. Not always. You do find some co-ops that are very mainstream in the products they sell. But at ours, I could go through any aisle in the store and find products that are just like a little bit different than what you'll get at a typical grocery store.
Do you have any recommendations for the local co-op as to how they should go about getting members?
At On Plate, it really was like a very slow thing. It really started out as just sort of word of mouth, and it was all done, it was like a networking thing. Like, people knew each other, would recommend it to other people. And really, that's the best way, especially early on, is that, if you have friends and they see that you have faith in the project, then they're a lot more likely to sign on. That's how things work at the Troy Food Co-op as well. I think that, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a co-op in Food Co-op in Troy that only opened about a year ago. It took them several years to really get to the point of opening. And it really took off there because I think that people in Troy started to see it almost as like their civic responsibility to join. If you could get people to feel that way in Hudson, that really would be a great thing for the organization.
I think a lot of people are looking forward to it just on account of the fact that there really isn't a food store in Hudson at all.
Food store, not even like a mainstream grocer?
Oh, that's right. Unless you go out to Greenport, which is a mile and a half away.
Oh. Well, so then you should be able to attract people from all walks of life, and that's what they did at Troy. Here at On Plate, we have a reputation as being, sort of like left wing or something like that. But, I think at Troy, the Troy Food Co-op was trying to reach out to people, just ordinary folks who live in Troy and want to have a grocery store. Because, honestly, there's really no grocery store in Troy either. There is one, out on Route 7, but it's really not within the city of Troy.
Nate, what has been the most difficult thing? How are people resistant? What's the most difficult thing to get a food co-op started?
Well, raising the money is probably the most difficult thing in getting a food co-op started. I would say almost certainly that's the hardest thing. You need to figure out, and just figuring out how much you need can be very difficult. So, you figure out how much you need, what you need, and then you have to figure out how you're going to get that. And, sometimes progress can be very slow, and it's important for people who are involved in the project, not to give up and not to get frustrated. And I think it's also important for the members of the club not to act before they're ready, if you have raised a certain amount of funds and you've determined that you need X dollars more, it's important not to go ahead and open just because you don't feel like waiting anymore until you have that money that makes the business viable. I think that's been a challenge for a lot of co-ops because, it can take a long time sometimes, depending on what you're trying to achieve. And often people aren't willing to wait to make that happen. But I think it can be a mistake to act before the co-op is ready. In fact, I think the Troy co-op, it's really a beautiful store, but I worry that maybe they opened a little bit before they were ready. And I think they're having some growing pains right now. So, anyway, something to consider.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really, but I hope everything goes well for the Hudson Food Co-op, and I hope that members of the community get behind it and make it happen.
Well, that again, that's tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at Christ Church Episcopal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.